Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. This week, two groups are asking for an audit of the Ohio EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. This comes after the resignation of an EPA watchdog last month. Ohio Public Radio's Andy Chow has been following this story and joins me today to talk about it. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Bring us up to speed on the situation surrounding George Almaraghi's resignation.
Well, so last month, George Almaraghi sent a mass email to his staff announcing that he was resigning. And in that email, he noted, quote, considerable pressure coming from the coal companies. And he said that the coal companies were wanting his division, which is the Division of Surface Water, to better accommodate the coal companies and the coal industry's needs. And he said because of this situation that the governor and the director of the EPA had asked him to resign. So he wrote this email out to his staff and sent it to a large number of people within the EPA. And later that day, it ended up leaking to the public. And that's how we all got a hold of it.
What's the backstory here? Is there evidence that the coal industry has undue influence on the political decisions happening at the State House?
Well, after this came out, I reached out to a couple of people within the coal industry, including the Ohio Coal Association. They said that they have no influence and no part of personnel matters regarding the EPA. I also reached out to a spokesperson with the Murray Energy Corporation, one of the country's largest privately owned coal companies. And he said that there's no way that their company had any influence over this either. But in talking to some environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, they mentioned that the timing of the resignation was sort of suspect, given that a week before George Almaraghi sent out this email and announced his resignation, Bob Murray, the CEO of Murray Energy Corporation, had sort of railed against federal EPA standards during a House committee meeting. And I read over his written testimony, and he never mentioned the Ohio EPA and Ohio standards, but he really did mention how all the regulations from the federal EPA were hurting his business and was hurting the industry.
And now two environmental groups are weighing in. They want an audit. What are they looking for?
The Sierra Club and the Ohio Environmental Council sent a letter to the federal EPA, and they're asking for federal agents to conduct an audit of permits that are coming out from the Ohio EPA. And those permits regard the kind of pollution that can come from coal industries, and these permits allow for pollution to a certain amount. What the Sierra Club and the Ohio Environmental Council want is just a second review of the permits in the last 6 months that have been issued to coal companies, sort of just questioning what kind of influence the coal companies have had and sort of just questioning what's going on as far as those permits are concerned.
Would that show some sort of link to the resignation of the EPA chief, or would it just be more on what influence the coal industry has?
Yeah, it's hard to say if that would show any type of link. It's interesting because the Ohio EPA has not commented about Mr. Almaraghi's resignation. They've said over and over again that they don't talk about personnel matters, but they have consistently defended the permits that they issued, saying that these permits always withstand review and scrutiny from other parties, including the federal EPA. And when I talked to a spokesperson with the Ohio EPA after these environmental groups called for the federal EPA to conduct an audit, he said that they welcome this type of scrutiny because these permits that they're asking to be audited already went through a review from the U.S. EPA. So I think in their minds, it really doesn't matter.
A Democratic lawmaker has also raised questions on the matter. What does she want?
Yeah, Representative Debbie Phillips is a Democrat from the Athens area, and she took an interest in this story, and she wants to know more about the resignation and what kind of influence the coal companies have. So she announced that she was conducting a request for records from the governor's administration to find out what kind of events led up to George Almaraghi's resignation. And so she filed a public records request, and she's just asking for correspondence between all the different parties to kind of find out what's happening. And I just talked to Representative Phillips's office, and they said that they just received all those records, and they're going through a large stack of papers right now to figure out what they've received. So we're still waiting to find out about that.
Well, what's the Kasich administration's response to all of this?
I reached out to the governor's office a couple of times to talk about this, and they consistently referred me to the Ohio EPA. But it is interesting because the Columbus Dispatch about a week or two ago did quote a spokesperson from the governor's office who did have some sort of just brushed off the accusations from Representative Phillips and kind of brushed off her request for records and saying that this is not a story.
I've been speaking with Andy Chow from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Emily.